Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Winston. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Winston. How are you today?
Fine. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. I am calling to see what the status is on a refund check for $200 that I am expecting.
From who, ma'am?
From Best Buy.
Yes, ma'am. You probably have to call Best Buy.
Who am I calling?
You're calling XPO.
Oh, dear. So you guys are the ones that did the delivery for the appliances?
Yes, ma'am. We do the deliveries and the installation.
Oh, you guys gave me.
Yes,
you gave me the wrong. They gave me the wrong information. Okay, real quick. The gentleman that delivered my refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, hands down, two of the most professional people that work so well together. Huge kudos.
Thank you, ma'am.
The reason I say that is because the guys that came and took away my appliances from Best Buy, oh my gosh, it was the worst experience ever. The white guy was talking so poorly and racist comments to a black guy. And I'm a white woman, and I'm sitting here defending the black man, trying to get the white guy to apologize.
Oh, wow.
I hope I never have to deal with Best Buy ever again. I just want my $200, and I just want to be left alone. And I hope nothing breaks for 5 years.
Yes, ma'am. I deeply apologize about that. Oh.
You guys are outstanding. I just have to say, the two gentlemen that came, I cannot remember their names. Oh, golly, if you told me their names, I'd remember it. But I'll tell you what. The two guys that came the first day to deliver my, I got a refrigerator and a dishwasher. They came and delivered one thing one day. But, oh, my gosh, they were just wonderful, wonderful. Adrian, maybe? I can't remember. I know what they look like. Oh, my gosh. They work so well together.
Yes, ma'am.
Pure respect.
I can appreciate that. And we try to hire the best.
Well,
and
if you can make a note in my account for whoever the two were, I think it was Adrian and I know their names if you told me. But I'll tell you what, if you could put a note in my account, because I think it should speak volumes. Because you do not get that service everywhere, I have to tell you.
I can access your order from your telephone number. If it was 614-446-3393, is that the number?
3393, yes, that
okay.
Is correct. Diana
Bammerlin. Okay, let me go ahead and access this order, and I'm going to make that notation.
Maybe Adrian. I think it was Adrian and someone else. I think. Oh, my gosh.
I can definitely get
that
notated on your order, and that they would definitely see that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I think it's important because I have to tell you, I had such a poor experience with Best Buy that's why I'm just like kudos to the people that actually are professional, work well together.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate that they even have a job because that other guy with Best Buy, I'll tell you what, talk about racist. I was appalled because guess what? I date black guys. So for him to talk to that black guy the way he did, sitting there and I told him he needed to apologize. He said, I'm going to apologize, but I'm not apologizing for what I said. And I'm thinking, you're a little punk.
Yeah,
you know, those white guys that are pissed off, that skinny little guys that will never make it in life. And
yes,
they're
ma'am.
Mad at black guys that are successful.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I hate to say white guys, black guys, but I'm just trying to make an analogy.
Yes,
don't
ma'am.
Disrespect your coworker in front of a client in my home and in my driveway for my neighbors to see and hear.
Wow.
And by the way, the black guy was like, the black guy got out and he was like, you're not going to talk to me like that. Dog, you could just take me back to the, you know where they go to collect all the stuff?
The warehouse, yeah. Yes, ma'am, the warehouse.
Doc or something. He said, you could just take me back there. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, why are you guys still talking? Like, why are you still arguing? Like, in my mind, that apology was so fake. I completely understand why it didn't matter. Like, that's pure disrespect. You're not going to get ahead in life when you treat people like that because you're going to piss off the wrong person one day. And guess what? It's not gonna go well. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. And I do see your order. You said Diana Bammerlin.
Bammerlin.
I apologize. Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to make that notation.
And don't get me wrong, the other two gentlemen were good too. I'm just saying they worked well together, but I'm just saying for black and white compared to what I experienced with the other black and white, that speaks volumes. I just wanted to share that they need to train. The first guy's Adrian, and the guy he was with, the white guy was Adrian, or dark-haired guy, he needs to, them two need to train other people.
Yes, ma'am.
And know how to treat other people with respect. So I just want you to know, as far as XPO, too bad you guys can't train Best Buy.
Yes, ma'am.
Because Best Buy was the problem. And I'm thinking, now I know why I never shop at Best Buy, and I will never buy at Best Buy ever again, ever in my life.
That is.
And I dropped $3,500, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I deeply apologize about that.
So now you guys know, if I ever have to deal with anybody, I would recommend you guys, but I would not recommend Best Buy. No thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Negative.
Yes,
so if you
ma'am.
Could just make a note on my account, even though it's long overdue, that would be wonderful. And I'm still waiting for my $200 from January, if that tells you anything, from Best Buy.
Yes, ma'am. I'll definitely make this notation, because they definitely need to know.
Well, I think it's just one of those things that, you know, you send a check out to me and you put my wrong spelling in my name, you know what you're doing.
Exactly what you do. They're making sure you can't cash it.
Oh, completely. They know exactly what they're doing. I'm like, you're kidding, right? Punks, guess what? I'm still going to get my $200.
Yes, ma'am. I believe so.
I'll be patient and I'll wait however long I need to, but I will be following up with them.
Yes, ma'am. And you send a text that installed your appliances were the best.
They came and delivered.
The ones that delivered.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The guys that delivered and the guys that installed were good, too. I'm just saying, the guys that delivered the first day, they were hands down. Talk about they know how to do everything right. I've never seen such professionals and working well together. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I can definitely get that notated. I'm doing it right now.
And you are just as wonderful today. Now that you know I was looking for Best Buy and my money, I had to speak volumes to you guys.
Yes, ma'am. It's okay.
Good are few and far between, okay? Well, I hope you have a wonderful night. Thank you for making a note in my account.
No problem. Thank you, ma'am, for the compliment, and I would definitely make sure these guys get their accolades and get what's due to them, ma'am.
Please do. I would like them to have some recognition.
Yes,
even
ma'am.
Even if it's 50 cents in a performance review. Everything adds up, okay?
Yes, ma'am, it definitely does, and them guys would appreciate, somebody appreciated their hard work.
I mean, I know it's a little bit long overdue, and I think it's because I've been struggling with the stuff with Best Buy. And by the way, I did call, but then they called and said I had to call like an 800 number, and I'm like, what 800 number? I just called the people that set this all up, and
exactly.
I was a little bit confused.
That's exactly where you want to call. You want to call from the point of sale, and that's where Best Buy, they always try to put people off on us, like we created the order. No, we didn't create the order. Y'all created the order. We just executed.
Uh-huh.
We execute it. That's all it is.
Do?
Yes, ma'am, definitely. They always do that to us.
And by the way, can I just say the other thing, too, is every time you submit an order for like a, let's say I saw a price match, oh, no, we never heard of them. Oh, no, that's an ice flipper or something. I'm like, what? I got an ice machine inside. What do you mean? Like, and I don't know. I've never seen anything so ridiculous in my life for them to say no on everything. But you know what? Can I just end it by this way? God will take care of them. I may not see it, but they will get theirs, okay?
Definitely, ma'am. They will get theirs, ma'am. And we can definitely appreciate the compliments, ma'am. We always do.
All right, well, nice talking to you. Thank you for taking my call, and I'll update this note then.
No problem.
So this is for XPO.
Yes, ma'am. This is for XPO. Yes, ma'am. Best Buy always.
That's crazy.
They always want to put it off on us
like it was
us.
They sure do, because guess what? Yes, and then that makes them look more stupid, and I'm thinking, I need to write a bad review on Google.
Yes,
the
hey,
internet,
that's where it counts, and that's what they really hate. That's where it counts, and that's where everyone will see it when you make them notations on there.
And by the way, I'm not saying anything that isn't true. The girl that sold me my appliances was sales in the electron, like cell phones. And she's like, I'm the top producer. I'm like, I felt like saying, I can see why. You're such a liar.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I just say, this is why. I've never done price match before, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
She knew that. And she told me all this information, so I wrote it all down. So that weekend, I found a deal, like $400 off. So I sent it in. You know what she told me? She told me that she told me I can't put it through for Thanksgiving weekend. I'm like, you did? When did you tell me that? That's not written anywhere.
Yes.
Don't lie.
Yes, they will. They don't. Best Buy is not good at they don't inform the customer of what they need for
nope.
their install. Or,
no.
And they
right.
often,
and guess what they do?
They
yes,
are,
and then they say, if you have a problem, you could come in and talk to my manager. And I'm like, wait a minute.
They often make
will
these,
that make? They're just going to take your side.
Yes, they often take these, they make these sales, and they just want to make the sale and not, they don't care about all the consideration of what the customer really needs
well,
and
no,
what they're trying
exactly.
to get accomplished. So
that is exactly it. And you know what? It just sounds good. And guess what? I've got a great product, but I just hope it never breaks. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I can definitely agree.
That it never breaks.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I definitely do.
You know why? Because that means Best Buy will be coming out, and I don't want that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if they're going to come out the first time, they're going to come and take a look, and we're going to be the ones to come and fix it, though.
Well, that's okay. I'd rather it be fixed right, right?
Yes,
they
got to
come out because they got to make themselves look a certain way.
Oh, yeah. They'll come out and make a field report and all that good stuff, but we're the ones that go execute everything.
Oh, yeah, because they should have just had you guys come out from the beginning, to be honest.
Yes, ma'am. And I often make a suggestion, and they just say, well, we don't do it that way. And I just be like, why do y'all continue to do this to customers? This is why Home Depot is leading y'all.
This is not why, you know why they don't want your suggestion? Because they want money, and your suggestion is going to save them money. They don't want that.
I'm just like, tell them, inform the customer of all these extra services that they might need so they can take a look, and then when they come back and make their purchase of these installs, they know what they want to get and know how they want things to look. But no, you'll make the sale and then go to the home and then tell them they got to pay for all these additional services. They don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I'd be so livid because then that's the money in your pocket, don't you see?
Yes, ma'am. That's just conniving, if you ask me.
They're sneaky and shady, okay?
Yes, ma'am. That's just conniving, and I don't agree with it at all. And I
conniving.
Also,
and by the way, I'm still waiting. You know, I waited almost 2 months for that bad check.
Yes, ma'am.
And then when I got it, I'm like, you know what? If I would have cashed that, they probably wouldn't have given me a refund. Like, they probably wouldn't have corrected it. So I thought, you know what? I know what they're doing. They want me to cash this. Like, they don't think I've been in banking. I've been in banking 16 years. I'm not stupid.
Right.
And who doesn't know how to spell my name? My name is spelled Bammerly. I mean, do you have it spelled right? Bammerlin?
Yeah, Bammerlin. Yes, ma'am.
No.
Oh.
No. Bammerlin.
No, ma'am. They do not have it spelled correctly. Oh, my God.
So wait a minute. Who corrects that?
I can correct it. I can try at least.
Yeah, would you please?
Yes, ma'am.
B-A, Bammerlin. B as in boy, A, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, L as in Larry, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy. Bammerlin.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm trying to touch the order, I'm noticing that I can't access your name. I can make notations. I can do a few more other things, but I can't touch your name now. Now, when the order first comes to me across my computer, I can touch your name. But at this point, I can't touch your name. This is not fair.
Whatever.
I see.
You know what?
They
are so shady.
Yes,
I'm going to get my $200. I'll tell you that.
They are. Oh, my God. That's
I don't even care if I got to wait a year. I don't care. I'm getting my $200.
I don't blame you, ma'am. I don't blame you at all. Because this is crazy.
I don't need to say anything about them. God will take care of them. You know?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They go get theirs in the end. I definitely agree. Because I tell them this all the time when I have to make calls back to them for the customer and to get things confirmed. I just tell them, like, y'all know y'all not right. It's just the way y'all do things, the whole process. Like, I tell them all the time, that's why Home Depot is leading y'all. Home Depot and Lowe's, they are killing y'all because of these specific reasons. They don't go out.
Yeah, and you know, they might be laughing. They got commission, but guess what? Service speaks volumes, you know?
Yeah, that's what they don't understand. Quality over quantity always wins.
For sure. Guess what? Customer service is so valuable. If you don't have that, you don't have anything, okay?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And by the way, your customer service was outstanding today. So thank you so much for listening.
No problem.
And I'm just going to have to call back. I'm just going to have to call a different number now.
I definitely apologize. You can call the store that you went to, and I can give that. Oh, they changed it on your order. They are so low down.
What did they do? What did they do?
They changed the store number. Like, they just got it 999-999-999. Oh, my God. I've never seen this.
What's it supposed to be?
It was supposed to be the original store number that you went to.
That's the one at Polaris. Why would they change it?
Did you go to 3340 Urban Crest Industrial Drive, Grove City, Ohio?
No, I went to the one at Polaris Parkway.
Give me a second.
Columbus, Ohio. Can you change that?
I can't touch it at this point, but I can definitely give you the number to them.
You see how shady they are.
Yes, ma'am.
They don't want to have anything tracked because I've complained. They don't want it to go back to the people that need to be complained about.
Yes, ma'am. So you said you went to the one that was on Polaris Parkway in Columbus, Ohio?
Correct.
Their telephone number is, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me get a piece of paper.
There's more than one way to skin a cat. My mom always taught me.
What she taught you? What she teach you?
It's always more than one way to skin a cat.
Oh, for sure. You're not kidding. And I'm going to get my $200.
Oh, yes, ma'am. They're going to be surprised to see you when you pop back up there or when you show up because they thought they changed the number and they thought they changed the address. But they're not that slick.
Okay, what's the number?
Yes, ma'am. That'll be 614-430-0789.
And then what's the store number?
I'm trying to see right now. Give me a second.
Is that the number for the store?
Yes, ma'am, the actual store that you went to. They don't want it. Okay. I'm trying to find a specific store number. Where can I find that at? Give it to me.
So they removed all that information from my account. Why would they do that?
Probably because they thought you were going to forget about this, the incident, forget about the whole situation that occurred at your home. Because I guarantee.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. Because I guarantee that the situation with those two guys, it was reported.
So now none of my information's out there. There's nothing in my account.
Well, actually,
it didn't occur.
It says that you've been. Like it got completed and, you know, it got all of that, other good stuff, other than the dishwasher, and they got with your products and, you know, they got all that good stuff, but they don't have like the E in your name. They didn't correct that. It say Best Buy store number 754. See,
they removed all the bad stuff.
They tried to. So they couldn't be.
And is it still there?
The number? Well, which number?
Any of the information I shared with them, is any of that stuff still there?
I'm not.
In the notes?
Well, I just put my notations in. I didn't read the other notes back when they happened. Let me see. Okay,
They're
I
so
got
shady. They're shady.
contacted, spoke with Christina, reschedule status. Okay, I got all the other notations, but not the one that you actually, I got the one where they called you and got you rescheduled, and when you they had to call the DOD and what number to call when they're on their way. I got all those notations, but anything about the incident, I don't think they put in the system.
Isn't
Unless,
that something?
because I can only access this one. Now I do know Best Buy has two systems that they do that they pull up orders on that I can't see. So I can't necessarily say on their systems, but I don't think they put it in their systems either. I'm gonna be honest.
I'm gonna call because I want to see where my check is. So, all
Yes,
right.
ma'am.
Well, I know what number I dialed now. I mean, I don't even know if it's that number. I know it was an 800 number I need to follow up on. I don't know if the store will do anything for me, but I at least know the store number.
But
And
see, the store has
what was
to.
the date?
Your date of your installation on all of that, it happened
Yeah.
on December 7th, 2021.
Yeah. December 7th and December 8th. Yep. One day and the next day. Yep. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So
They
the
can't
store
have the
has
same
to,
name.
they cannot deny the fact. If you go back to the point of sale, that's why I went on ahead and looked it up for you and got that information for you, because the point of sale is always, they can't run from that. Like, I can see if you was at a different
And you know
store.
what? I'm still pissed about my name being spelled wrong when she got my driver's license. She did that on purpose. So I will go ahead and follow up. I do
Yes, ma'am.
appreciate all your help. What was your name today?
Yes, my name was Winston.
That's right, Winston. You were so kind. I'm going to go ahead and call that other number and see what I can find out.
And
But
like
you
I
can
said,
never,
ma'am,
never have to do.
and I put all
Yeah.
that information in your notes, and I think, and I was go I'm going to make sure those guys get their accolades and just in their just dues.
Please do. Please do. For sure. They need to train Best Buy how to perform them.
Yes, ma'am, I can appreciate
All
that.
right. Have a good night. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am, thank
Thank
you
you
for
so much.
calling XPO, ma'am. You enjoy your day. You be safe, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye. You as well.
Yes,
Bye-bye.
ma'am, bye-bye.